This is Jay Sekulow. The president orders the Department of Justice to investigate the leaks.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
What will you do on the leaks? You have said twice today.
Yes, we're looking at aggressively pursuing. Very, very serious. I've gone to all of the folks in charge of the various agencies, and I've actually called the Justice Department to look into the leaks. Those are criminal leaks.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
They're put out by people either in agencies. I think you'll see it stopping because now we have our people in. You know, again, we don't have our people in because we can't get them approved by the Senate.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the broadcast. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110, 800-684-3110. Well, here's what has happened. The president has now turned the table. Yesterday, we reported how the Obama administration, in essence, has sabotaged the Trump administration by changing the rules on disclosure for NSA documents. So when wiretaps and phone taps would come into the National Security Agency, they would keep it, the raw data, and they would then determine who would review it. That was changed in the waning days of the Obama administration. I mean, with literally 17 days to go, the Obama administration, they didn't bother to do this for the 8 years they were in power. They changed the rules and allowed 13 agencies or 16 agencies, actually, to get the raw data. That allowed for more leaks. And we're talking about the leak situation. Well, now the president, and I think this is a very smart move, has ordered the Department of Justice to investigate these leaks. What that does is it puts the Obama administration loyalists under the crosshairs of the Department of Justice, if in fact they are the ones that committed these leaks. And the sense is that there's this, in, I called it a soft coup the other day. We talk about this intelligence gathering capability and this leaks to the press. You can't blame the press here, everybody. Who you blame, and this is what's important, is those that actually violated the law. So what you've got now is the Trump administration doing a clampdown. They also have ordered all of their agency heads to get control of it. And Than Bennett, our director of government affairs, that's a big step right there. And this came out in the press conference yesterday where the president said he's also talked with the agency directors, although I still need to say that director of national intelligence spot is still not filled, although Dan Coats is the nominee. But Than, what are you hearing in Washington right now?
Well, I think the move by the president, Jay, puts the focus where it needs to be, which is stopping these leaks, preventing this kind of thing from happening again. And I'll just say, just anecdotally, this focus would not be happening if he had not gone ahead and sort of swallowed his ego and taken asked for General Flynn's resignation, because all of the attention still would have been on General Flynn.
Yep.
And listen, I don't think he had to fire General Flynn, but he did so, and it enabled him to then pivot to the important issue, which is stopping leaks like this in the future. I think it was a very shrewd move by the president.
So, Logan, from a media standpoint, some people are criticizing Donald Trump's handling of the hour and, I think, 14 minutes press conference, but you think he's playing it perfect.
Yeah, I think that you're going to see a lot of flack, but I think the way he speaks is the way he's been speaking since day one, and he knows that connects with the people he needs it to connect with. So I think none of this is unplanned or maybe off the cuff in the way he's responding, but that style, that approach has worked for him this far. Why would he change it? And I think we're going to see that for the next 4 years.
Yeah.
So 8 years.
There you go. We'll get your comments on all this and a new executive order next week on the immigration issue. So we got the Department of Justice clamping down on leaks. We got a new executive order coming out on the issue of asylum and refugee status and immigration. I think you're going to see a major change there. And the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals decision is now on hold because of the new new executive order that's coming out. And the ACLJ, we filed a brief in court in defense of the national motto, representing a number of members of the United States Senate and Congress, including Democrats. So bipartisan support for an ACLJ brief filed with the United States court defending our national motto. When we come back from the break, we're going to take your calls and comments on the executive order, on the leaks. Did President Obama orchestrate this on his way out? We'll take those calls and comments at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. I'll be on Sean Hannity's radio broadcast today and with him on TV tonight from our new studios, I might say, for the television side of that.
Yes, absolutely. Well, it doesn't necessarily look much different if you're watching on TV. But
actually, everybody said it did.
Well, I mean, it's not the new set.
No, this is not the new set, but the office looked, and when we do the new shot today for
I watched it this morning.
They all said it looked better.
Sure.
There you go. All right, we'll be back with more in a moment.
The last 8 years have been a disaster. President Obama did everything in his power to undermine our relationship with Israel, our most important ally in the Middle East. Now, it's time to repair the damage. It is a critical time in Washington. President Trump is holding crucial meetings this week with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. It is now more important than ever to show the world that Israel has no better friend than the United States. It's time to stand with our ally, not abandon Israel. With a new administration comes new hope. At the ACLJ, we're calling on President Trump to stand with Israel. Support our most cherished ally in the Middle East. Add your name to our petition right now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org. It's a fact. Radical jihadists have one goal: complete and utter global domination. Hundreds of lives have been lost in devastating jihadist attacks, from Paris to San Bernardino, Brussels to Orlando. Islamic terrorist attacks are increasingly occurring at an alarming rate. In his number one New York Times bestselling book, Rise of ISIS, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow pulled back the curtain on a new unholy alliance of Iranians, Russians, and jihadists waging war against the United States and our very way of life. Now in his new book, Unholy Alliance, Jay reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. Get Jay Sekulow's new book, Unholy Alliance, The Agenda Iran, Russia, and Jihadists Share for Conquering the World. It's available now. Available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. You can also order it right now online at unholyalliancebook.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the broadcast. Let me tell you what's happened on a couple of fronts here. So there's a new executive order that's going to come out next week replacing the existing executive order on the extreme vetting. It will moot out, and really has mooted out, the case that was pending in the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. So the briefs were filed yesterday by the Department of Justice basically saying, put this on hold because we're issuing a new order and a new – so that's going to change that. We'll get that next week. We'll give you a full analysis on that. So that is coming. The president's committed to protecting the American homeland, and that's how he's going to do it. So we're going to encourage you on that one, and we'll give you an analysis on that. I talked a little bit about that on Fox News this morning. Secondly, the president has ordered the Department of Justice to begin an investigation of the leaks of the sensitive information. As we reported yesterday on the broadcast, there was a change in the way this, what's called signal intelligence, is handled. Signal intelligence is wiretaps, phone taps, that kind of intercepts. They were originally handled only by the NSA. By the way, that's been in place since Ronald Reagan was president. President Obama did not change it during his presidency until his presidency had 17 days to go. And on the 17 days to go, he has Loretta Lynch and James Clapper sign off on a new amendment to the executive order through a rules change allowing, ready for this, 16 agencies to get the raw data, so not filtered at all, and that allows for more leaks. So you've got what I call, you had the soft coup going on, you had it orchestrated by the Obama administration, and then you had this multi-leak scenario, which is what exactly what's happened here. Now the president has said, by the way, you know, when he talks about he's inherited a mess, he has. He's got an intelligence mess that was created by the Obama administration at the end of this whole situation. But he's ordered the Department of Justice to begin the investigation, and I think that is important. Let me play for you. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. John Roberts, from our friend at Fox News, talking to the president yesterday about the leaks and what he's going to do.
What will you do on the leaks you have said twice today?
Yes, we're looking at aggressively pursue. Very, very serious. I've gone to all of the folks in charge of the various agencies, and I've actually called the Justice Department to look into the leaks. Those are criminal leaks. They're put out by people either in agencies. I think you'll see it stopping because now we have our people in. You know, again, we don't have our people in because we can't get them approved by the Senate.
So the president has really doubled down on this. And if this is the shadow government that Harry Hutchinson talked about yesterday by the Obama administration, which I think that this is, and this is how you're getting these leaks, that's about to get clamped down, but not just clamped down. Because there's more information that's already out there. So even with the clamping down of it now, there is more information already out there. So we got to be aware of exactly what we're dealing with here. So let's go ahead and take some calls and comments, and we will get up.
Let's go to Charles in Athens, Georgia. You're on the air.
Charles, go ahead. You're on the air.
Yes. I got a two-part question.
Charles, I can't hear you, so let's start this over for everybody. Is Charles ready to go? He is. Charles, go ahead.
Yes. I'm sorry, Jay. I got a two-part question.
Okay.
If President Trump, you know, runs into Obama loyalists, as you call them,
yep.
in the Justice Department that attempt to, you know, cover it up
yep.
type of thing, do you think he ought to make up his mind to search out all these Obama loyalists in the government and just summarily dismiss them and replace them?
Here's the problem with that. I mean, in the perfect world, yes. In the reality of what we live in, I wrote this in our book Undemocratic, Rogue, Reckless, and Renegade, how the government is stealing our democracy one agency at a time. They are so entrenched, Charles, in these bureaucracies, and the way the laws are set up, you cannot even fire these people. And of course, if they committed a criminal act, you can. But this creates an entire apparatus to undercut an administration, and that is exactly there. And this is exactly what we're talking about. So I think the reality, when we're looking at what we're dealing with, it's not so easy to get these folks out of office. That's not that easy.
It's very difficult to fire a bureaucrat, Jay, but we talked about this on yesterday's broadcast. This is why you have to know the who on both sides of this. You have to know the who on who was involved in the decision-making to change these regulations. You might not be able to summarily dismiss those people, but you at least will have identified the source. But however, Jay, when it comes to the leaks that were a violation of the oath, that yep. did violate federal law,
you can prosecute
in those them. Cases, those people very likely can be fired and prosecuted. And oh, by the way, they sure should be.
Yeah, we had, and I'll pull them back out. We have the code sections of the law that's violated. I'll have those for the next segment of the broadcast because there are specific codes that are involved in this. Pete King also, not too happy about this, Congressman King from New York. Here's what he had to say.
Anyone on the Democratic side who is not concerned about these leaks is being totally hypocritical. These, you know, we're not talking about a whistleblower here. We're talking about, and again, I have to be careful, I always say this, but if there was a tap on the Russian embassy, that would have been done through the FISA court. And any time an American's name or voice appears in one of those tapes, that's supposed to be kept absolutely secret.
All right, let's go do this. Let's go ahead and take some comments and calls. 1-800-684-3110. We'll get you all involved in the conversation. Well, what do we have next?
Yeah, black people know how they can help. Kayla just said, can the citizens of the United States of America do anything like file a class action lawsuit against the defunct administration, even though they're not in the White House anymore? What can we do?
So here's what we're doing. We are going to, and we're doing this on behalf of all of you. And so this is going to be done on behalf of the members of the ACLJ. So if you're not a member of the ACLJ, you need to join by going to ACLJ.org. We are sending out a Freedom of Information Act request to find out who set this procedure up on this change in the intelligence sharing. I want to know who set it up. We know it's happened, but if we can find out who set it up, then we find out who these individuals are. And if they don't respond, we can then file a federal lawsuit. So we are, to answer the question on Facebook, we are going to take action on this. That is already in process at the ACLJ. We have a team of lawyers in our office in Washington. Fan, I know you were working with some of the team yesterday getting that ready.
Yeah, look, and there are the things that we think we're going to be able to uncover, Jay. I mean, some of these things are going to be protected by a national security exemption. But for example, one of the things we will ask for is who did Loretta Lynch and Director Clapper talk to when deciding how to make
yep.
this decision? Because, Jay, that's going to give us a very good idea of who was involved. That kind of information we are likely to get. So we're in process of finalizing that now.
Yep. So once we get that, we will share it. And that will get us information. So let's go ahead and take a phone call, Logan.
Let's go to Mark in Rochester, New York.
Hey, Mark.
Hi, Jay. I watched the news conference yesterday with President Trump, and he said something that just hit me right out. He said, "I inherited a mess."
Yeah. Do we have that bite? I'm going to make sure we have that bite. Let me. Do we have it? Let me play. Anyone to cut you off there, Mark? Let me play the bite, and then we'll have you comment. Go ahead. Here's the bite.
I inherited a mess. It's a mess at home and abroad. A mess. Jobs are pouring out of the country. You see what's going on with all of the companies leaving our country, going to Mexico and other places. Low pay, low wages, mass instability overseas, no matter where you look. The Middle East, a disaster. North Korea, we'll take care of it, folks. We're going to take care of it all.
So, yeah, go ahead, Mark. Yeah, the president, I wanted everybody else to hear it because he was very direct on that.
Well, I guess my comment is this. He's got this liberal media sitting inside this.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you, Mark. Go ahead, Logan.
Let's just continue on. I think one of the issues with this with Donald Trump and with the presidents. This always seems to be the go-to for every president, which is, I inherited a disaster. It happened with Obama to Bush. Bush to Obama. And my question, I guess, is sort of, how long will the American people take that? You could take it for a couple months.
I think for the first 6 months, but it's legitimate.
President
After Obama, that, you got to fix
President
it.
President Obama used it for
8 years.
8 years, right.
You can't do it for 8 years because in 4 years, you're president. But there's a period of time where they're trying to – I mean, part of the problem is, Logan, that they don't have the full team in place yet. So when they say he inherited a mess, he is trying to figure out how
still
to make this change.
It, yeah.
And remember this. We uncovered this NSA change. I'm not even sure at the time, Than, that the administration, before we uncovered it, I don't know if anybody knew about this. This was buried in documents.
I'm not sure they did, Jay. And listen, there was going to be a mess one way or another, but this made it worse. I mean, this broke the containment of the mess because at least the people that had access to this information was fairly small before this change was made. So the change that was made by the Obama administration, I think it's fair for Donald Trump to say he inherited a mess, but it's much bigger than it needed to be. I agree with Logan. The American people expect him to fix it, not just complain about it, but it's a much bigger problem than it needed to be.
Yeah, absolutely correct. I completely concur with both of you on that. All right, do we have time for a quick call here, Logan?
We can probably go ahead and take something. Let's go to Vanessa in California.
Hey, Vanessa, go ahead.
Hi, I'm drowning in a sea of California. How can I respond to the people who state me believing Trump makes me naive and ignorant, the difference between facts and fake news?
Well, here's what you need to do. We've got a lot of information posted on our social media. Logan will talk about that in a moment. We've got a lot of information posted at ACLJ.org. We are broadcasting to you an hour every day, sometimes more than that, sometimes multiple times a day. We're about to expand our media outreach. I understand you got a difficult situation in California, but these leaks, nobody can defend these leaks, period. They're not defensible. It put our national security at risk, so it's not defensible. So part of what we are doing is, and Logan, you can explain this as we go into a break, we're expanding our media capabilities.
That's right, absolutely. As you've been told on Facebook and Periscope and ACLJ.org and the television broadcast, the whole set's changing, everything's changing as we're growing into new facilities. Part of that is because we need new facilities to get the word out. When we moved into this current office, there was no such thing as Facebook Live.
Right.
That's the last year.
We were on
year.
Half the number of radio stations we're on. We're
right.
double
so
that
things
number.
Things have changed. So with that, new media has to grow, and public advocacy expands way beyond the court.
Yep. So, folks, we're gonna Monday, you're going to see it. You'll hear it if you're on radio. We'll be from our new facilities. Over the weekend on Facebook and Periscope, you'll see it as we develop it. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, more of your calls and comments. 1-800-684-3110, 800-684-3110. And again, engage with the ACLJ. Like our Facebook page. I have a page. The band has a page. The ACLJ has a page. Jordan has a page. Logan needs a page. Than needs a page. You got to get them.
Than has a page.
He has a page?
Yeah,
he's fine. We'll talk about that. We'll go to break. Back with more.
Imagine a global war on you, but your leaders refuse to acknowledge it. Imagine this denial resulting in hundreds of American deaths and a global genocide against Christians and other religious minorities. Imagine Russia, Iran, and jihadists around the world uniting to destroy us. This is the startling reality we now face. But it doesn't have to be this way. In his new book, Unholy Alliance, The Agenda Iran, Russia, and Jihadists Share for Conquering the World, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. With detailed history, in-depth legal case studies, and expert interviews, this book reveals the historic problem and the pressing solution. Order a copy of Unholy Alliance today. It's available right now at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. You can also get it online at unholyalliancebook.com. The last 8 years have been a disaster. President Obama did everything in his power to undermine our relationship with Israel, our most important ally in the Middle East. Now, it's time to repair the damage. It is a critical time in Washington. President Trump is holding crucial meetings this week with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. It is now more important than ever to show the world that Israel has no better friend than the United States. It's time to stand with our ally, not abandon Israel. With a new administration comes new hope. At the ACLJ, we're calling on President Trump to stand with Israel. Support our most cherished ally in the Middle East. Add your name to our petition right now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, acLJ.org.
the broadcast, everyone. All right, so we're going to get an executive order next week on the immigration issue. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals case has been mooted out. It's done. So it waits for the new order. Will there be challenges? They're going to challenge anything this president does. We're going to be prepared to fight it. The president has also ordered an investigation by the Department of Justice, and I think this is really important, into the situation as it exists with these leaks. So the Justice Department is engaged. We are also filing in that as well. So all of this is happening simultaneously, and we wanted to keep you up to date on that. All right, Logan, let's go ahead and take some more calls.
All right, let's go to Robert's calling in New Jersey.
Hey, Robert, go ahead. You're on the air.
Thanks for taking my call today. Yesterday, President Trump was talking about the criminality of the leaks. My question is the criminality on the end of the media receiving this information and transmitting this information. Yeah. Is there a criminality there? And why aren't we talking about the media and going after them?
Because there's not. They're protected by a thing called the First Amendment to the United States Constitution. So we don't. This is. I was really clear on this. This is not media problem. This is a leak problem. The leak violates USC 18, which is the criminal code. 18 USC section 793. It's a felony. You cannot disclose. It's under the Espionage Act. So it's if the media gets it, they're entitled to publish it under the First Amendment, and they don't have to disclose their sources. Nor should they, frankly. I mean, I don't want to make this a media attack. I think this is an attack on people that are leaking. I think the Obama administration set up that attack, and that's what we've got to be focused on. Thanks for calling in, Robert.
All right, let's continue on. Let's take at least one more call before we start commenting more. Let's go to Joshua in California.
Hey, Joshua, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going, Jay?
Good.
I mean, I'm a cop in San Bernardino County, California.
Thanks.
Here. And
yep.
It just kind of seems like, I mean, I'm not minimizing any of these leaks or anything, but does it to you seem like kind of like a big distraction to get Trump off of, you know, his executive actions and the other things he was doing that led up to this leak and, you know, and getting down to business? I mean, now all the focus is on these leaks and, you know, and that's...
Well, look, you raise a point. I mean, is this political theater? I mean, he didn't create the leaks. The leaks resulted in Mike Flynn losing his position at the NSA. That was a big deal. I do not think it's news next week, if that's what you're asking, Joshua. I don't think it's news next week. I think the news next week may focus on the executive order, may focus on... I mean, today it's going to be the president is at a Boeing plant where they're unveiling the new Boeing Dreamliner. So it's going to be economically focused. But look, the media, these are real stories. Whenever it's national security, you can't ignore it. I mean, that's just fact. But the news cycle is very quick now. You're talking about a turnaround time of literally a story that was current yesterday, Logan, today could be absolutely not even found on the pages of the media.
That's right.
It's turning so quick.
The fact that we put out a television show once a week to decide what's going to actually air on that is always a guessing game because you never know what's going to break and to make sure that you're still relevant. It's hard to evergreen content right now.
Yeah, I mean, you can't. And then for radio, we try to plan the night before what we're going to discuss the day of the broadcast, but I will tell you that 60%, I mean, today we made a switch. I mean, right before we went on air, we were going to talk more about the executive order, but then we saw the attention and the questions were coming into us. We try to respond to you here. We're trying to be able to respond to your questions, the things you want to know. And when that information comes and we knew people had questions about the leaks, we wanted to be able to address it. The president talked about the press giving him a hard time about what they call the chaos of the moment. This is number 26. Take a listen.
I turn on the TV, open the newspapers, and I see stories of chaos. Chaos. Yet it is the exact opposite. This administration is running like a fine-tuned machine, despite the fact that I can't get my cabinet approved and they're outstanding people.
So, I mean, the president's trying to deal with this, you know, head on. So what kind of comments are we getting?
Yeah, good comments are coming in. This is a question. Can the president's executive order be considered any sort of violation of the Espionage Act?
The president's executive order cannot be because he's not leaking.
Yeah, I think they've worded that a little correctly.
Yeah, so they're not because he's not leaking information. The president Obama's change on the NSA rules.
That's what I think they meant.
Is not. No, look, the president has the authority to make the change. I don't want.
Right.
So what President Obama did was not illegal, but it set up this what I call soft coup. It set up this shadow government because it gave access to so many more agencies. I mean, 16 more agencies got access to data they would not have access to, which increased 16-fold than the number of people that got secured confidential communication, and that allowed for the leaks. So it wasn't illegal what President Obama did. It was outrageous what he did. He did this with 17 days left. He didn't bother to put this in place when he was president. He did it to harm Donald Trump.
Well, number one, Jay, people that still have access to that intelligence information. That's why moving to reverse the rule is so important. But secondly, it goes back to the point the caller made a couple of calls ago about whether or not the media is responsible for this. Listen, the intelligence officers, Jay, were the ones that have the clearance to handle this intel. They are the ones that took an oath to protect the intel. The media just is receiving those leaks when it happens. The violation of the law and the violation of the oath occurred by the intelligence officers. And by the way, that pool of people now is dramatically bigger than it was. So the problem is much larger than it was in the beginning.
No, because of the way the Obama administration changed the rules. Again, I want to be clear here. On 17 days to go in their administration, they did not bother to change these rules during the 8 years they served as president, but they basically hamstrung the president of the United States. Let's try to take another call.
Let's go to Julie in Santa Monica, California.
Hey, Julie, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hi, Jay and Jordan. Logan.
No worries.
I have two comments. One, the president actually mentioned yesterday, how is he ever supposed to have a private conversation with world leaders?
Yeah.
If everyone's listening in and about to leak it. And secondly, no matter what future leaks come about for the president's appointees or judges, if Congress and the president would just ignore the attack and say, we're going to rally around this fellow, we don't care, you know, what you say about
him. Well, the problem there was, on the latter question, was that Mike Flynn, who I have a lot of respect for, lied to gave a misstatement to the vice president of the United States. At that point, he set himself up for a problem. You can't tell the vice president an untruth, a false statement. He's the vice president of the United States. So that's what resulted in that situation. That's markedly different. Now, as it relates to the media and the ability of the president to communicate, look, the media has if they get the information, they have the right to publish it. I mean, there's very few limitations on the free speech rights, and we want to be careful there. I don't want to close down on free speech rights. I'm not blaming the media for this leak information. I'm blaming those that did the leak, and that's what the Department of Justice is going to try to determine, who created the leak. All right, first 30 minutes of the broadcast is gone. Well, I should say the first 27 minutes and 20 seconds are gone, so almost gone. We're going to let you know how you can get more of it. Many of the stations do now carry the full hour of the broadcast. Some still do not. How do we do it?
Yeah, if you don't get the full hour of Jay Psychio Live, just log on over to many different outlets. Facebook.com is probably the best way. Because you get to, on that, facebook.com/JaySekulow, just go to the Jay Sekulow page. Because you get to interact, you get to comment, and be a part of the show that way. But you can also watch directly on ACLJ.org. You get the ACLJ app and watch it archived, as well as the ACLJ app. That's on iPhone, iPad, Roku, Apple TV. You can find it all on the app.
A lot of sources.
Yep, as well as the Jay Sekulow podcast available on iTunes.
Yeah, and don't forget, supporting the work of the ACLJ is vital. You know, as we talk about these issues on there, as I mentioned, we've got our lawyers and government affairs team already working on how to respond to this leaked information. We've got work going on that front. We're going to get to the bottom of this. Your support of the ACLJ makes a huge difference. So I would encourage you to go over to ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org, and get that information and become a part of the team here at the American Center for Law and Justice. For those that are leaving us right now, I should say, this will be the last day, this is the last moment coming to you in the first 30 minutes from this broadcast studio. We've been here for 6 years, been a good home for us.
Yeah, we're not going anywhere there.
But we're moving to a great new facility.
It sounded like we were ending. The show is not ending. No, we're moving a few miles away. For you, you stick where you are. You'll be fine. You'll hear us there.
Stay tuned to the station you're listening to.
Unless they don't carry the second half hour. And then join us on Facebook, Periscope, right now.
That's correct. There you go. All right. We'll be back with more, including your comments, at 1-800-684-3110 in just a minute.
The last 8 years have been a disaster. President Obama did everything in his power to undermine our relationship with Israel. With a new administration comes new hope. At the ACLJ, we're calling on President Trump to stand with Israel. Support our most cherished ally in the Middle East. Add your name to our petition right now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org.
president promises that he has met with the heads of various departments to put a clamp on these leaks. He's ordered the Department of Justice to commence an investigation. We have told you before yesterday that what has happened with these leaks of this information is a violation of the Espionage Act, particularly 18 U.S.C. 793. It is a felony. So that's number one. Number two, he's going to try to root it out. But the media has more of these. We know that. So we're depending on the next few days what happens. But I think the leaks are going to start clamping down. They're taking serious action on that. Also, the executive order on immigration is going to be superseded as we expected it would be. It will be superseded next week with a new executive order dealing with the pause on immigration and refugee status. And what's interesting there is it will moot out, in other words, eliminate, stop the Ninth Circuit case, which has already now been put on hold. So all of that has taken place just in the last 24 hours. So a lot of news and a lot of developments in just in the last 24 hours. But again, we reported to you yesterday that the National Security Administration, who used to control the raw, what's called signal intelligence, that's the wiretaps, phone taps, those kind of things. In the waning days of the Obama administration, the president, through his attorney general, Loretta Lynch, and through James Clapper, changed the rules so that instead of just the NSA having access initially to the raw data and then determining where it goes, 16 different agencies got that information. And that set up, in my view, what Harry Hutchinson called a shadow government and the soft coup. That was what we've witnessed over the last few days as they try to take down others in the administration. So there you have it. There's the legal analysis. That's exactly where we are. Let's try to grab a phone call right here in the beginning.
Let's go to Lisa, who's been on hold for a little while in Seattle.
Hey, Lisa.
Hi. Good day to you. I have a question about the executive order with the refugees.
Yes.
I live in Washington State,
yep.
And I've been considering volunteering with World Relief, a Christian organization
yeah.
that's been reaching out to refugees for a long time.
Sure.
And I went on their website to look at, you know, investigate what they're doing, and they had, you know, a big petition to go against President
yeah.
Trump's executive order. They were talking mainly about their concern of reduction in numbers. So I'm wondering, so my question is, the reduction in numbers, what are the reduction in numbers? Is
it
significant?
The president said he's going to do what President Obama did for most of his term, which is about 50,000 instead of the 100,000 that the president changed near the end of his term. So that's number one. Number two, all the executive order, and we don't have the new one yet, Lisa, so when we get it, we'll be able to give you a full analysis. But I suspect it's just going to do the same thing. It's going to put a pause in place until we get the vetting. So if you're dealing with, you know, World Relief and some of these groups, they may do great work. But the vetting problem is it's taking place at UN facilities, and that is part and parcel part of the problem here. The UN facilities, and we've had we can play this for you if you need to hear it, from the FBI, from James Clapper, who I just quoted, talking about the fact that we cannot verify and vet these people properly. And we will have, I've played those bites many, many times. We don't have to do it again today, but it's very, very clear. So the administration is then, they're talking about reducing it from 85,000 to 50,000.
At the peak of President Obama's plan,
yep.
he was only able to bring about 85,000 refugees to the United States, Jay. The plan under Donald Trump would be to bring 50,000 per year. But look, there are 65 million refugees around the world. So the only way to reach out in wide number to them is to do it in region, which, by the way, President Trump is now trying to do and has other countries on board. That's the way you address this problem on a wide scale.
And that's what we've said from the outset on this. We want to provide in region aid, and they'll open up immigration flows once we have the ability to verify who's coming in to the United States of America. All right, Saken, we don't have time for a call.
No time for calls, but we will be taking a lot of those and comments coming up in the break. Also, some exclusive interview video this week, today. We have an exclusive video on Facebook. You can find it on Facebook at facebook.com/jsecular or aclj.org.
All right, we're going to be back with more, including your calls and comments at 1-800-684-3110. The ACLJ also filed a brief on behalf of members of the House and Senate, including Democrats, on the issue of our national motto. So that has been filed, and we're working on a Freedom of Information Act request on the leaks of the information. All that work going on. That's why we love you supporting the work of the ACLJ. ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org. We're going to be back with your comments and calls. Get your comments in on Facebook and Periscope to Logan, too. Of course, radio audience, we speak to you right on the air. You get to call us in, but Facebook and Periscope, you can put in a comment, and we'll get to that as well. Back with more, including your comments, in just a moment.
The last 8 years have been a disaster. President Obama did everything in his power to undermine our relationship with Israel, our most important ally in the Middle East. Now, it's time to repair the damage. It is a critical time in Washington. President Trump is holding crucial meetings this week with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. It is now more important than ever to show the world that Israel has no better friend than the United States. It's time to stand with our ally, not abandon Israel. With a new administration comes new hope. At the ACLJ, we're calling on President Trump to stand with Israel. Support our most cherished ally in the Middle East. Add your name to our petition right now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org. It's a fact. Radical jihadists have one goal: complete and utter global domination. Hundreds of lives have been lost in devastating jihadist attacks, from Paris to San Bernardino, Brussels to Orlando. Islamic terrorist attacks are increasingly occurring at an alarming rate. In his number one New York Times bestselling book, Rise of ISIS, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow pulled back the curtain on a new unholy alliance of Iranians, Russians, and jihadists waging war against the United States and our very way of life. Now in his new book, Unholy Alliance, Jay reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. Get Jay Sekulow's new book, Unholy Alliance, The Agenda Iran, Russia, and Jihadists Share for Conquering the World. It's available now. Available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. You can also order it right now online at unholyalliancebook.com.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. We're going right to your phone calls. The president promises he's clamping down on it, but he needs to get his rest of his cabinet confirmed. That includes Senator Coates. Than, you're saying, we're going to go to the phones in a moment here, but Than, you're saying the delay on Coates, which I don't understand. He's got such wide bipartisan respect. They're just trying to run the clock out.
Well, they're doing it for every nominee, Jay. I mean, so they don't have a problem with every nominee. Some of them have been approved with more than 90 votes, but even those nominees have taken all 30 hours of what's called post-cloture debate. So the Democrats have a political plan, and it's to extract the highest price they can from President Trump. It really has nothing to do with his qualifications. It's a pure political play.
Yeah, it is pure politics, and it's bad politics. I don't like it, but it is what it is. All right, Logan, let's go right to the phones.
All right, let's do it. Let's go to line two, Dominique in California.
Dominique, you're on the air.
Hi. I have a question. I'm just curious why no one is talking about this, you know, at press conferences about the changes that were made, you know, from Lynch and Clapper.
Yeah. So here's what happened. We uncovered it the night before we broke it. And, of course, we wanted to verify everything. So we actually have I don't have it in here right now, but we have the actual order where they changed it. And that order that changed it was authorized by the president, President Obama, on the very last couple of days. I mean, literally 17 days left to go in the administration, was signed off by Loretta Lynch, not until January 3rd. We broke it. CNN, I even think CNN, did they cover it a little bit? They had a blurb on it. Fox covered it. We covered it, obviously. But we're taking it a step further here. And let me tell you this, Dominique. The step further we're taking is we're going to find out how this happened. So we're going to file a Freedom of Information Act request. We're going to find out how this happened. And then, if we don't get the response we want, we'll go to federal court to get that response. So we're going to find out what happened here. Again, we're not relying on the mainstream media to do our job. We're doing our job. That's part of what we're doing. So, again, we're going to work on that, and we'll continue to do that. All right, do you want to grab a comment, or do you want to grab a call?
Let's see if I can grab a quick comment.
Okay.
Jay, why isn't this becoming national news? A lot of people are asking that. And the same kind of question of why isn't he bringing it up? Why is this not getting a little more life?
Yeah, so the interesting thing is the president hasn't affirmatively said anything on this, and it could be because his national intelligence advisors that he has in place then are reviewing this. But the president has not, as far as I know, said anything about this other than saying there's a lot of leaks, it's illegal, which it is, and there's a problem. This is where the leaks are coming from, though. It was this authorization that allowed the leaks. So I'm sure the administration has it. The question is, he's not talking about it right now because they may be doing that investigation literally as we speak.
But what he has done is make a very pointed reference to the fact that these leaks are continuing. And listen, from way of process, if you have leaks happening, that is the worst time to expand the sphere of who has access to that information. And you know what, Jay? He would not even be able to get focus on those leaks if General Flynn was still around. So again, I hate to keep reaching back to this, but his ability to point out the problem of the leaks only happens because he took care of the distraction that the media and others were trying to get him to focus on.
Yeah, and by the way, I just got a text just while we're on air, or an email from a friend of ours, one of the big networks, who said, listen, we're covering this story. We want you to expose it more, and we're going to do that. I mean, so folks, we're in the infancy stage of this. You understand, this stuff is happening in 24, 48 hours. Now, as Logan said this the other day, I think it's important to point out, you're seeing our radio studio. So you're seeing, you know, it'll sometimes be me, Jordan, Harry, and Wes, and Fan, and by remote, or Skip. You're seeing five or six of us. We have over 150 employees at the ACLJ, more than that around the globe. Lawyers, government affairs people, media. So we are able to engage these things. But look, it happens on today's Friday. We really got word of, we found this Wednesday night. We broke it Thursday morning. We're just now on Friday. So this takes, we're moving very quickly on this, but this is what you have to do. So the president may not be speaking about this because the investigation may well be underway, and you don't want to interfere with that. So that could be part of what's going on here.
All right, let's go ahead and take another phone call. Let's go to, let's see, a lot of questions are very similar. Let's go to Bruce in Medford, Oregon, line five.
Hey, blessings, guys.
Thanks.
First of all, I think people are coming around for a couple reasons. The simple fact that Trump says, I inherited a mess, but we're going to do something about it. That's a little different than previous administrations. And I think that the previous administration has shown their hand. But my question is, how long until ballpark, till the DOJ gets to the bottom of this and finds some answers?
Well, look, I mean, it's an investigation of this nature would have been much easier on January 2nd. If that process, then it was on January 3rd, because on January 2nd, only the NSA had access to this. That limited the pool of the number of people that could actually have created the leak. Here you have, now, that has been increased 16-fold because of these 16 additional organizations. So this is really serious. It's a big deal, and that's why this is a major issue, and that's why we're dealing it as a major issue, because it's exactly what it is. We've got the document. The document is extensive. It was existing since Ronald Reagan was president in the 1980s. President Obama kept the NSA only rule in place during his entire presidency, except for the last 17 days. Now, you don't have to be a genius to figure out what was going on there. And that's the soft coup. That is the shadow government. That is the undercurrent. That's these bureaucrats that are in lockstep with a previous administration. And they don't like the way Trump's talking about world politics. You know what I say to that? Tough. The election's over. You're supposed to be serving the Constitution of the United States. You got a commander-in-chief. Follow it. All right, we'll take another call and comment. 1-800-684-3110.
Let's go to Richard in Ohio.
Hey, Richard, you're on.
Good afternoon. I have two quick questions. What does Congress need to do to fix the situation with department heads not being able to fire federal employees for not doing their job? And my second question is, one of Obama's legacies is the Iran deal.
Yep.
Is that ever going to be made public so that the American public can know exactly how?
Well, there is no. Here's what's going to be made public. There is no Iran deal. There's no document that says this is the Iran deal. It's a bunch of resolutions and agreements. The president's looking into that. General Mattis is looking into that. Others are looking into that. We also filed a lawsuit against the State Department on that, and we're uncovering it. So that's going on simultaneously. Regarding your first question, which is how do you get rid of these entrenched bureaucrats, you've got to change the law. That's what it's going to take, so that bureaucrats that don't do their job get fired. But firing a bureaucrat right now is more difficult than getting out of your warranty contract for your refrigerator when you want to sell it. You know how difficult that is, these warranties you have, and you try to get out of them, and you can never get out of them? These people are so entrenched, it's worse than that. So you've got to change the law. That's what it's going to take here.
All right, let's take a comment, save some of these calls for the next segment. This person said they wish we had a mainstream news network and weren't just on Facebook and radio. Well, we actually are on television. You're on on the news every day, pretty much.
Pretty much. I'm going to be on with Sean Hannity on his radio broadcast this afternoon. I'm going to be on with Sean Hannity tonight. It was on with Bill Hemmer this morning. Obviously, we're coming to you on radio stations around the country, Facebook and Periscope as well. So we're getting the information out. But look, I mean, Than, there's only so much information that can be dealt with in a 24-hour period. I mean, part of this is information overload, and you gotta be aware of that too.
Well, we have to prioritize. I mean, I think one of the things that's important to press on people, Jay, is the fact that we are able to give you what sort of top line. But behind the scenes, behind those of us that you see, there are literally teams that are dealing on all of these issues. I mean, upstairs in this building right now, we have people drafting the Freedom of Information request that you've been talking about to get to the bottom of this information. So we have to choose what we bring to people every day. But behind the scenes, all of these issues are being worked on at all times.
All right. Very good. All right. I think we grab another call here before the break.
All right. Let's go to Jason.
Hey, Jason. Go ahead. Ohio.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Like everything you do, I watch you every day.
Thanks.
I had two questions, but one of them got answered. But anyways, the second one question was, does Trump know what executive orders he did before he left office? Because there's
So you're talking about what President Obama did before?
Yes, it was like a bunch of surprises, like the
money. Yeah, so this one was, so they've reviewed the executive orders. Those are pretty easy to find. Let me tell you what's not so easy to find. It's rules and regulations changes that are authorized. So this was a change to an EO done not through an EO, through a rules and regulation change. We just happen to uncover the rule and regulation change. So those are much harder to bring forward. Period. I mean, that's just the nature of it. So, you know, they'll be following up on this. I assure you the administration has got it now and they're working on it. But yes, this is part of the problem you're uncovering. It's a mountain of data. I mean, Harry Hutchison uncovered this. It was a needle in a haystack to be able to get this. But I want to reiterate something here. I'm not blaming the media. I'll tell you who I'm blaming. The leaks. The criminals that did this. Those that have engaged in espionage, because that's what it is. And that's a fact. Changing a rule with 17 days left, you didn't bother to put that rule in place when you were president, President Obama. That you didn't bother to do. But you did it here. And that's just unacceptable. And that's not the way it's supposed to work in a constitutional republic with checks and balances. But that's what the president did. He had the authority to do it. He can change a rule. But to do it in the last 17 days of the administration is inexcusable, especially on something this significant. It allowed for the shadow government to exist. It allows for the soft coup of information being leaked to harm individuals in government. That's what all of this is at the end of the day. Period. That's what it is. All right. Next, last segment coming up, Logan, which will be the last segment from this studio before we move to the new studio.
Right. Exactly. Coming up right now, we got some phone lines open too. 1-800-684-3110. Again, 1-800-684-3110. Give us a call right now and get your comments in as well. We'll be taking a lot of those in the next segment.
So will the radio audience hear anything different on Monday? Will it sound different, Will?
Marginally.
Marginally. So we'll be
probably
marginally better on Monday.
More on Facebook and those because they're getting a more direct feed.
Yeah.
It's not going through, you know, AM, FM compression.
Yeah. So marginally better on radio, better on Facebook and Periscope, but it'll be better even on radio. So keep listening. We'll be back with more in a moment.
Imagine a global war on you, but your leaders refuse to acknowledge it. Imagine this denial resulting in hundreds of American deaths and a global genocide against Christians and other religious minorities. Imagine Russia, Iran, and jihadists around the world uniting to destroy us. This is the startling reality we now face. But it doesn't have to be this way. In his new book, Unholy Alliance, The Agenda Iran, Russia, and Jihadists Share for Conquering the World, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. With detailed history, in-depth legal case studies, and expert interviews, this book reveals the historic problem and the pressing solution. Order a copy of Unholy Alliance today. It's available right now at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. You can also get it online at unholyalliancebook.com. The last 8 years have been a disaster. President Obama did everything in his power to undermine our relationship with Israel, our most important ally in the Middle East. Now, it's time to repair the damage. It is a critical time in Washington. President Trump is holding crucial meetings this week with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. It is now more important than ever to show the world that Israel has no better friend than the United States. It's time to stand with our ally, not abandon Israel. With a new administration comes new hope. At the ACLJ, we're calling on President Trump to stand with Israel. Support our most cherished ally in the Middle East. Add your name to our petition right now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. 989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org.
Appropriate song. Keep playing it. There you go. All right, we'll take some calls now. 1-800-684. The round we move quickly. We don't call it the rapid fire round anymore. We just say we move very quickly through your calls.
All right, let's go to Daniel. If you say that, doesn't really defeat the purpose. Daniel's in California on line three.
Hey, Daniel, go ahead.
Just a quick question, sure. And then I'll let you answer it. But this was such a classic act of almost Black Ops-style subversion of government processes. Why is it that it's prosecuted any less when it's committed by an outgoing administration than if it was foreign national?
So the changing of the policy can be done by the president, and he did it, which is dangerous because he did it with 17 days to go. What's not legal and where the prosecutions come in and the Department of Justice is now investigating is those that leak the information violate the Espionage Act, particularly 18 U.S.C. 793. And that is what's at play here. And that is why we look at this and say, here's the problem. You don't get to leak classified information with impunity. You don't get to leak it at all, and it's criminal. And those people have to be rooted out, and the Department of Justice is going to do just that. Go ahead, Logan. Keep going. We got to get through a lot of calls.
Oh, we got plenty of time. Bill and Cheyenne, you're on the air.
Hey, Bill.
Good day to you, sir.
Yep.
Good day to you.
First of all, just a quick aside. I'm glad you did a great professional business with your presence studio, and I'm hoping your new studio does as good a job,
thanks,
if not better.
It will.
For what you're doing.
Thank you.
Now, I'd like to get your opinion on this. Yesterday, Vice Admiral declined joining the new administration for personal reasons. Do you think this business with the leaks and anything else could actually discourage anyone else from actually joining up with the administration or not?
Yes. No. Look, I mean, I think people are concerned about staffing, especially the bureaucrats that are entrenched. And this is an agency that obviously has caused a lot of problems, and one person's already been a casualty of that, General Mike Flynn. So, sure, people are upset about this. People are concerned about it. There's no doubt about it. That plays into this, no doubt.
All right. Thank you very much. Let's move on. Let's go to Lee, who's calling in Santa Barbara.
Hey, Lee.
Lee, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Go ahead. You're on the air.
My question, Jay, was this. I know there are 16 agencies involved, and that's a lot of people, but there's still a finite number of people that had access to this information. Now, you say these bureaucrats are deeply entrenched, but in a criminal investigation, couldn't all of the people who had access to this information be put on administrative leave because there's a criminal investigation into whether they made these leaks or not?
The way the civil service works is very hard to do. It's a great question, Lee. It's very hard to do that from a civil service standpoint. So you can't, as Than just pointed out, you can't fan unaccessed information you already got. So let me tell you what we don't know. We don't know who else they have information on. The New York Times said they did have other information. So did the Washington Post. They haven't released it yet, but I suspect that's going to be coming, and that was from these pre-existing leaks. Right, Dan?
There's going to be more leaks, Jay, because look, you can't unaccess the information. So down the road, a couple of months from now, no matter who is in these posts, when additional leaks come, it's going to come from somebody who accessed this information during this period of time. And at that point, Jay, it's going to be almost impossible to pinpoint because the rule may have been changed by then, but it's not like the people who access that information can then voluntarily forget what they saw. So a lot of that damage is already done.
Yeah, so I think some of this is like a post hoc fix of this. It's not so easy. All right, more questions, more comments.
Yep, Teresa in Chicago, Illinois. You're on the air.
Teresa, go ahead.
Yeah, Jay, my question is, since Obama increased the number, and if President Trump decreases the number again, is it possible to then let those increased of number of people go or reroute them someplace so in the future you won't have this coup?
I think what you have
on
to do is you've got to change the rules. You got to prosecute those that are committing the leaks, and that sends a message that they're not tolerating this. Period. That's how you end this. But they've got to get in, and as the president said, he's still having problems getting people confirmed. So it's, you could say it, but doing it has become something different. Do you want to report him on this Russian situation?
Yeah, are we ready? Yep, let's go.
All right, we've got a little bit of a breaking news.
Well, I mean, I think it broke a little bit earlier this morning. We even talked about, obviously, the Russian spy ship that was, I think it was Delaware or Connecticut.
Yeah.
It's now been spotted loitering, is what Fox News is saying, off the coast of Norfolk, Virginia, where the world's largest naval base is. and they are saying it is right now just 17 nautical miles, about 19 miles from land. And the photos you can see are pretty intense if you go online. I mean, it's just right though. That's a photo, I guess, in general. I thought there was photos specifically of it in Virginia Beach yet, but they're in that area, but I guess not. But you can see this ship, if that's on the coast of your area in Virginia,
you'd be a little concerned.
You'd be a little concerned.
Now, we could testify, because we lived on the coast of Virginia in Norfolk, that this is the problem. I said this yesterday. So are the Russians a threat? Yep, the Russians are a threat, and they're exercising their capacities as we speak. So there you have it. All right, let's go ahead and take the rest of these calls.
Go to Debbie in New Mexico.
Debbie, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hi, Jay. Thank you for everything you do.
Sure.
And I had a question. You may have answered it already, but I missed it.
Yep.
Is President Trump able to repeal that executive order that expanded it to all these other agencies?
He could put it right back into place. I'm hopeful that they're working on that this weekend to get it back in place. I'm sure he's in consultation with the people in a security intelligence gathering, because not everybody's there. It makes it difficult. But yes, I expect that is happening literally as we speak. Yes, the president can fix this. He needs to fix this. We're going to file and find out how it happened and who was responsible for it. But it needs to be fixed. No questions asked. Period.
Let's go to a call about that Russian ship. Let's go to Nancy in New York.
Nancy, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hi, Jay. I just I heard you touch on a couple of minutes ago about the Russian ship. I just wanted to know if you thought that it was a coincidence or odd that that ship happens to be loitering on our East Coast right now.
It's gone down from Connecticut to Norfolk. As Logan said, Norfolk is the largest naval base in the world. I will tell you this also as someone that lived there for a long time, over a decade. Logan did too. So did Will, our producer. And we've all, a lot of us, spent time in Norfolk, Virginia. I've been on that coast. I've been out on that ocean. And a boat that's 19 miles away is next door.
Right. I mean, everyone knows 19 miles not far. But like I said, it's less than nautical miles. So it's pretty intense going on right there.
So this puts our Navy on alert.
It makes you comfortable if you're living there.
Yeah, it does make you uncomfortable. It's a Russian spy ship, so it's not a battleship as far as we know, but it's a spy ship. So the Russians are flexing muscles. We need to respond back. We are the United States. We can go off of their coast and do the same thing. I'm sure Donald Trump's not afraid to do that if necessary.
Let's go to Jeff in Buffalo, New York. Jeff, you're on the air.
Jeff, go ahead.
Hey there. One of the questions I have is, can you now go back and subpoena Obama's conversations from January 3rd to the 20th?
Can't subpoena them. So these were leaked. I mean, Than, we got to be clear here. These were information that shouldn't have gone, even with the new executive order change that was done by the Obama administration, the information should not have been leaked. It didn't say now you can leak the information. It just made more people having access to it, which increased the likelihood of a leak. But leaks are still illegal. But you can't go back on that, Than. But getting to what is the latest on the congressional oversight on this? Then I'm going to try to grab one more call.
Well, you wouldn't want to either, Jay, because it's classified information that impacts national security no matter which party it is. That's the point. It's supposed to be contained. Now, what we can do and what we are doing is our FOIA request to get to those conversations on how this decision was to be made. And on the congressional piece of it, Jay, the information that we get, it will aid them in knowing where to look with that classified
clearance. So what we're going to be able to do is let them know, based on our information, where they need to be looking. They can drill down on it once we get our response. They can't get the same response we can get. So we're going to work on that, and we will hand that information over, which is what you do.
All right.
We can do it.
All right, Chris in Washington, last call in the old studio.
Call in the old studio. New studio is Monday. Chris, you're the last one. Go ahead. You're on the air, and you got 20 seconds.
Okay. My main question is why did Obama said that he was going to make this as smooth a transition as possible?
Because he didn't want – because that's what you say. That's not what he did. And that's the fairest way to say it. There's no excuse for what happened on January 3rd by the president, period. No excuse. All right, that does it for our broadcast today. Does it for our studio this week.
That's right. We're moving into the new digs on Monday, so make sure you keep watching. Saturday, tomorrow, we're going to be broadcasting live there. Doing a little test shoot.
4:30 in the afternoon.
Facebook and Periscope, find us there.
The last 8 years have been a disaster. President Obama did everything in his power to undermine our relationship with Israel. With a new administration comes new hope. At the ACLJ, we're calling on President Trump to stand with Israel. Support our most cherished ally in the Middle East. Add your name to our petition right now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org.